strengthening small businesses and entrepreneurs. Lisa McConaughey is the guest. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Am I saying your name right?
Enkinoki.
I'm sorry. I've only had one cup of coffee, so that's it. Lisa Enkinoki is the guest. A little about your background. How do you become a life coach?
Well, it's living life and having a lot of different reinventions and doing a lot of various things, from starting out as a kid working in my grandfather's fish market to being on TV of the NBC local affiliate when I was 11, 15 on Capitol Hill, 18 with Norman Lear in Hollywood. So, and then many, many other things since then.
Norman Lear is an absolutely brilliant man. I could probably talk to you for hours about Norman Lear.
Adore him. Known him almost 40 years since I was 17 years old.
You know, Lisa, I'm afraid that we are so sensitive now that Norman Lear couldn't get any shows put on television anymore.
Because... Norman Lear's got a show on. He's got a couple of shows
on.
But you make it one day at a time.
Yes.
On Netflix.
Yeah, but can you imagine All in the Family being on today?
Oh, I know. It's unbelievable some of the things we're going through. But that was transformative.
It was.
At that time.
And
it's something that we need to kind of revisit, really.
Brilliantly written. It was funny, and it made a point, too. And that's the brilliance.
Social consciousness and humor. Yeah.
Yes. What inspired you to do what you do and to open your small business?
I think my grandparents, actually. My grandfather is an African-American male who obviously was born in the early 1900s. Never let racism or any of those things deter him from what his dreams were. And I think I kind of took that in stride in the sense that, you know, if he could do it in the early 1900s, there's no excuse for us trying to do whatever we set our minds to in this time and beyond.
A life coach. Let's step back a second. Define that for me.
Well, I would say life coach, life stylist. It's like anything else. In the Olympics, you get a coach for if you're doing, you know, a different athletic event.
Mm-hmm.
So for things that you want to move ahead for in your life. For me, it's cheering people on to what is their purpose, what is their passion. So I think people see life coaching in different variations. I mean, I've done divorce coaching, done strategizing. At the end of the day, it's really strategizing, helping people get safely to the other side of where they're trying to go on their journey.
So that's the product or service that you offer then?
Yes, yes.
Interesting.
It definitely is.
I've
done it by my own example. You know, my mantra from a little kid, I love the word dreams, but it was always about turning your dreams into reality. I think everyone has dreams. Not everybody understands how to execute that. How do you actually make that happen? And even if you're in a crisis, people sometimes don't know how to move from crisis to action so that you can move to the solution. So it's really about those key pieces. If you're in a crisis, how to be better and not bitter, you know, and if you're, again, trying to live your dreams, how to turn those dreams into reality as opposed to just talking about them.
The guest is Connecticut's own Lisa Enkinoki. She is a nationally known life coach, over 10 years experience. She's worked with myriads of people from everyday Joes and Marys to stars. I'm looking here at a pictorial of your home in Farmington. This is really nice.
Thank you.
What's up with all the purple? Tell me about that.
Well, purple is obviously, to me, is definitely one of my favorite colors, but it's also royalty. It's also elegance. A lot of people aren't still familiar with the history of Farmington and how pivotal it played a role in helping to free the slaves and helping the people here in this community, helping to get folks through this area when they were trying to come from down south through the Freedom Trail, which go through Farmington. And a lot of people aren't aware of that. So my home depicts not only the vibrancy and the colors, but also things that our ancestors wouldn't have been able to do. So I try to uplift that in the message along with, you know, my own personality and everything else. So,
what do you like the most about being a business owner, about owning you and offering your services? What do you sit back and smile about?
Well, I think I consider myself a purveyor of possibilities. Anything's possible, whether it's in my own life or someone else's life. I think for me, what's the most exciting, I don't always feel that people are always happy for someone else's actual dream. Sometimes we doubt it or we say, why do you do that or why would you want to do that? And I'm kind of the opposite. Like, if that's what you want to do, how can we help you make it happen? So for me, I think it's really being able to cheer people on and see them be happy and do whatever is their passion. I think the other piece of it is that I've been able to also have some flexibility and time for my own grandchildren. I have 12 grandchildren.
Wait, whoa. How many you have there? How many? 12?
12 grandchildren.
So Lisa,
it's going to be 13. My daughter's expecting another one this summer.
So you must start your Christmas shopping, what, like July?
Christmas shopping is early, but also it's the Christmas trees and all those other traditional things. And also working at the homeless shelter in New Britain. So we do a lot of different things, that not just for the holidays, but all the time. Because I think it's about living life. If you had a purpose, what would you do if it's your last 30 days on earth? And that's how we try and live our life every day.
You know, you sound like, Lisa and Kanoki, you sound like a lot, and I've been around athletics all my life. I work for a college now and covered high school athletics and some pro stuff. You sound like in your life coaching, I'm hearing some of the same things that I heard or hear from great athletic coaches, for men and women, that I hear from you, believing in yourself, not letting other people control going headstrong for your goals. I'm hearing a lot of the same stuff.
Yes, I always believe if people want to limit you for what you're thinking or what you want to do, I always say run from those people. You cannot be around and immerse yourself in negativity. You can't immerse yourself in people who don't believe in you or you yourself have to try to reach out for people who are studying success, being successful, and try to replicate that. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You definitely want to be your own individual self, but you can also learn great skills and tasks from other people, whether it's great coaches, great leaders, business leaders in particular. I always studied business leaders as well as famous people. You don't, you know, too often we just look at the celebrities and that's great, but we don't look at the core of family. We don't look at the core of balance. And those are things that I think you have to incorporate, not just a successful career. You have to incorporate the whole entire package so that you'll be your best self.
Look, everything is not honey, trees, and roses here. As a black business owner of a successful business, have there been bumps and detours along the way that you did or didn't expect?
Oh, I mean, I think it's something that you know as a African-American woman in particular. I can say myself I've been very, very blessed, and people have been very, very helpful and responsive, but there is racism on both sides. It can be from within your own community as much as it can be outside of your community, so it's not just one way. I think a lot of people are surprised, or when I work with very affluent people, sometimes they think, well, what would you know about living in this world kind of thing? So it's also the ignorance of them just assuming who you are, what you are. And I just kind of let it roll off my back and just think, nothing's as bad as our ancestors had to have it in slavery. So I pinch myself every day and thank God that I have the opportunity and just try to learn and understand from their point of view as well. So I never underestimate why people think the way they think. I just try to understand it and try and move above and beyond it.
They guessed
it. Them because people don't expect you,
well, yeah,
especially if they underestimate you. You can always over-deliver when people don't expect you to do something.
And the guest is nationally known life coach, Farmington resident Lisa N. Kanoki. You know, going by what you just said, I took a time management seminar once a couple of years ago, one of the ones a former boss sent me on. And one thing has stuck with me in that, Lisa, is that don't let your anger or frustration at another person stick with you. Absorb what they said and move on. And I'm wondering why. And this person said, because when you maintain anger at a situation or a person you can't change, they're exercising control over you.
It holds you back.
It's like, move on.
To people, when you employ anger or when you sit and stew in something, you need to move above and beyond because it's really holding you back. They win because you are actually stuck in that, whatever that attitude is or that feeling. So I feel that you really have to work hard to move above and beyond what somebody else expects of you, in the negative I'm talking about, most importantly. So yeah, I think you have to do that if you want to fool people. I think energize yourself by what people don't expect you to do positively.
All right, now if somebody is listening and they say, you know what, this Lisa, she sounds rather interesting, I may want to hire her or consult her for her talents, how can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me by my website is lisaandkanoki.com. That's lisaandkanoki.com. And the number's there on the internet. If you Google my information, it's 860-517-9861. And again, there's email. I have a Live Your Dreams Life Coaching that's on Facebook. I have various social media pieces, so they'll find me.
All right, Lisa N. Kanoki, N-K-O-N-O-K-I-E.
And no, no E.
K-K-I, I'm sorry.
O-K-I.
Like I said, only one cup of coffee so far. Lisa N. Kanoki, by the way, take a look at her house in Farmington, the inside. And I also noticed there, Lisa, you have a backgammon. I'm the world's worst backgammon player. You'd probably kick my rear. My ex-wife still laughs at me at how she just beat me down in backgammon.
Well, I'm not that good at backgammon. It actually, I have to give credit to my decorator designer, Laura Michaels, who found it. It's really because it's in purple.
Oh.
Crocodile, that's why we have it there, because it's purple.
Oh, got it. Lisa N. Kanoki, thank you so much. And before we let you go, before we hang up with you here, give us one little piece of advice for folks as they go about their Thursday. What would you tell them?
Well, I would live your life, live the best life. We all have 24 hours. What are you going to do with your 24 hours? I know I'm going to live my life to the fullest today and every day, and that's what I expect you all to do as well.
All right, Lisa, thank you. Hopefully we'll chat in the future. Thanks.
Thank you. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Life coach Lisa N. Kanoki. It's N-K-O-N-O-K-I. Lisa N. Kanoki. Life coach, check her out if you need a hand with life or making decisions or formulating an image for yourself. She can help you out.